Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nagbigay si Donald Trump ng kanyang unang talumpati sa United Nations General Assembly. Tinawag ni Trump bilang isang kahihiyan ang US-Iran deal at tinakot ang North Korea ng isang kabuuang pagwasak. Narito ang ulat ni Lori Larrera at Maya Jamison na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang pananakot ni Donald Trump sa North Korea ay matigas, direkta at maliwanag.
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able. But hopefully, this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do.
Tinawag ni Trump ang leader ng North Korea na si Kim Jong-un sa isang palayaw.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime. The United States is ready, willing, and able. But hopefully, this will not be necessary. That's what the United Nations is all about. That's what the United Nations is for. Let's see how they do.
Sinabi ng ministro ng panlabas ng Sweden na si Margot Wallström, ang talumpati ni Trump ay hindi wasto, sinabi sa maling oras at maling madla. Sinabi naman ng leader ng delegasyon ng Australia sa UN na si Julie Bishop sa Sky News, mahalaga ang pagtuon ng pansin sa intensyon kaysa sa retorika.
The president is highlighting the illegal nature of Kim Jong-un's regime in carrying out multiple ballistic missile tests and nuclear tests in defiance of international law and defiance of the UN Security Council resolutions. I think the focus should be on North Korea's behavior rather than the way the president may or may not describe him.
Magkatulad naman ang sagot ng punong ministro ng Australia na si Malcolm Turnbull sa 7 Network.
Well, it's stating the reality. It's very important that North Korea understands that if it attacks the United States or its allies, as the president said, the United States will respond.
Right.
And respond in a way that would end the North Korean regime. I mean, it is a situation of increasing gravity and risk, and it is vital that the UN, and this is where the president was speaking, increase the economic sanctions on North Korea so that it can be brought to its senses without conflict.
Binuweltahan din ng presidente ng Amerika ang Iran bilang isang corrupt dictatorship at tinawag ang Iran nuclear deal bilang isang kahihiyan.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States. And I don't think you've heard the last of it, believe me. It is time for the entire world to join us in demanding that Iran's government end its pursuit of death and destruction.
Inulit ng punong ministro ng Israel na si Benjamin Netanyahu ang sentimento at nagsabing baguhin o di kaya kanselahin.
From the Caspian Sea to the Mediterranean, from Tehran to Tartus, an Iranian curtain is descending across the Middle East. Iran spreads this curtain of tyranny and terror over Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and elsewhere. And it pledges to extinguish the light of Israel. Today I have a simple message for Ayatollah Khamenei, the dictator of Iran. The light of Israel will never be extinguished.
Tinawag ng Iran ang talumpati ni Presidente Trump bilang isang ignorant hate speech na pag-aari ng panahon ng medieval. Lahat ng ito ay nangyari pagkatapos iginiit ng Sekretarya General ng UN na si Antonio Guterres ang estadismo.
When tensions rise, so does the chance of miscalculation. Fiery talk can lead to fatal misunderstandings. The solution must be political, and this is a time for statesmanship. We must not sleepwalk our way into war.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.